trophies, transfers, and the Toe Point president? What exactly is the Region 5 Conference? How many times can Kim sneak an Anastasia Webb reference into every podcast? Who are we most looking forward to seeing this season? And Olivia Karras is back, kicking over her favorite NCAA moments each week. Join us as we switch leap into the NCAA college gymnastics season.
Hey everyone, college gymnastics is back, and it's going to be another exciting year in the NCAA. Four of the six 2021 Olympians, along with three of the four reserves, will make their college debuts this season. Some have already have. We have some inter-squad meets that they have taken part in. Though throughout the season, we will talk about the Olympians and other top elites from time to time. The College Salute podcast is where we get to talk about all our awesome Region 5 alums and highlight what exciting gymnastics they do week in and week out in the NCAA. I'm sure for most of you, we need no introduction, but for any of our new listeners, and we thank you for checking in on the College Salute podcast, that's my Switch sidekick, Kim Dawes Brown, and I'm Jason McDonald. Both of us will be here every week from the first salute in week one to the last stuck landing at the NCAA championships, bringing you the highs, the lows, and everything in between. We are lucky to have so many of our former Region 5 athletes in the college ranks. Before every season starts, Kim does her alumni roster lists, and I swear that the pages keep increasing each and every year, which is awesome. We may even see during the season some event lineups that feature all Region 5 alums. That happens in the MAC conference. Last year, example, Kent State's bars lineup. On this episode, we are going to highlight some of the freshmen we are excited to see hit the first routine and give that big old college salute, as well as those athletes who may not be new to the college ranks, but we haven't seen them much from them yet. I highlight that yet. There's a transfer I'm keeping my eyes on and hope to see her make an impact, huge impact, on her new team in 2022. Oh, and Kai Rivers, Helen Hugh. They're back and looking great. We have a new weekly award for one of our alums this season with a grand winner at the end of the season. We will fill you in on that. The NCAA has a new conference, the Region 5 Conference, we'll explain. And the Region 5 alum and former Michigan standout Olivia Karras is back for her second season with a new take on Karras Kickover. All of that and our much watch list for week one coming up. But first, as we always do, we must thank our podcast sponsor, TumbleTrack.
TumbleTrack. More reps, less stress. Twist, turn, and tumble longer and stronger with TumbleTrack. Train smart. Thank you to TumbleTrack for your continued support of the College Salute podcast and the Region 5 Insider. Our focus of our podcast each week centers around the Region 5 Conference, i.e. the MAC Conference, and the Big Ten Conference, both of whom are stacked with Region 5 alums. The MAC conference alone could field multiple Dev national teams. Being located among our Region 5 states definitely helps when it comes to recruiting and fielding teams in these two amazing conferences.
Yeah, it's amazing because the MAC conference has 71 Region 5 alums. 71. And we've mentioned that the MAC tend to have lineups, as I mentioned with Kent State, that are all Region 5 athletes. You mentioned the Dev team. They could field a team from just individual schools.
They could field multiple teams. If with 71 alums, we send, 96 people to nationals? Literally, it could be every single one of them.
And it's amazing. And that's what's exciting about these two conferences specifically, because they are right centered in our home. I mean, every state that is part of Region 5, except for maybe Kentucky, has one of these programs at least, you know, either a MAC or a Big Ten program. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun that our alums are attracted to these universities and they go to them too. They stay close. They stay within the Region 5 conference. It's now being called. So let the conference directors know it's the Region 5 conference. But yeah, it's fun that we get to see these athletes that we've seen progress, through their high school careers, to continue to progress into college, being so close to us.
And their teammates, their club teammates, can come out and support them, and you know, have the signs and wear the T-shirts and the, you know, the shirts with the faces of the athletes on them. It's just it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's just exciting, and that's why we are drawn to it. And we started, you know, for the most part, this podcast based off of those two particular conferences, especially the MAC, being the fact that we do have so many, and it's hard to talk about obviously all of them every week. You know, we try our best to talk as many of them each week as we can. But of course, the SEC, the Pac-12 is growing. We know that from some athletes that are headed there in a year or two. But you know, it's awesome that we have so many alums, as we mentioned, but the fact that we have what we call now the Region 5 Conference, or conferences, mainly the MAC itself, but with 46 alums in the Big Ten, that's still quite a few there. But obviously we have a lot of new faces this year, and this is why we like to do our preview, because we like to show or talk about the exciting new freshmen that will make their debuts this season. Some already have, with some inter-squad competitions, you know, being either alternates or even getting in the lineup in a few occasions. It's great to see that. But we have quite a few new alums that we want to highlight. We have a lot of very talented athletes, ones we feel that would make lineups in their school, at least on one event, but maybe two, three, four events. I want to start off with Stephanie Mikasu. And Stephanie Mikasu goes to Townsend. She's a former Legacy Elite gymnast. Unfortunately, Steph has had numerous knee injuries, has been pulled out of seasons. But I think now they have, you know, she's gotten to the point where, you know, bars and beam are her events, and she's going to, you know, highlight and focus on those two. Phenomenal bar and beam worker. We did highlight her routine from state meet this past year. 9.9 plus ability. You know, maybe not right at the start of the season as she gets used to competing, but I see Townsend having her in the lineup on bars and beam, and definitely we can see a 9.9 from her this year, I think.
Yeah, I'm absolutely looking forward to seeing her, especially on beam and bars, as you said. So should be a good start to the season for her, and I'm just excited to see what she can bring.
Yeah, nice ray on bars, which is awesome. So that's exciting.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Sydney Washington. She's at Pitt. Sydney just has the personality that literally could stop a train. Like, floor, I'm so excited to see her on floor, and I'm just hoping that she has a routine that just she can show off and have fun with. But she takes that personality anywhere she goes, over to beam, anywhere. I feel like she has it on bars and vault, too. Like, she just has this great personality, and I just can't wait to see her just perform.
She has a great Instagram and TikTok as well. She's very good on social media. Very, very interesting to watch. Very funny. The floor routine that she's had the last couple of years in club, and I remember 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 19. Jesus, we forgot we had no nationals in 2020. Just seeing that for the first time, and just like the eye connection she has with the audience or with her teammates or, you know, the judges, that's definitely key to success in NCAA and getting those big scores. So, you know, she's a phenomenal vaulter. She's good on bars, little form issues there, but so we'll see if we see her on bars. Pitt does have a pretty good bar lineup, but I'd love to see her on floor. I mean, I hope we get to see her again, or hope to see her on floor this season. My next athlete, freshman to look out for would be Mackenzie Sedlicek from Arkansas. And Mackenzie is going to be one that is going to make a big, huge impact immediately because of her vault. Is a beautiful Yurchenko 1.5. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see that at JO Nationals, having a little difficulty with her vault, but she had it all season long. Absolutely gorgeous vault. I think she got a 9.9 or a 9.95 at a meet during the season, which was awesome. Beautiful bars. She has college bars because she does all of the bar-to-bar connections very smoothly, you know, Maloney half, you know, that type of connection. So she already has that, you know, for her because, you know, back in her elite training days, she picked that up. And then floor, you know, one that had interesting choreography in club, you know, different than most.
I absolutely love her floor, and I always have. every routine she's had. She had one a couple years back at Nationals that, again, was just different choreography. It was just refreshing to watch because it was so different and new. And the same with her last routine that she just had her senior year. It's either you really, really like it or you, okay, I don't understand if you don't like it. We can't talk if we don't like it. But it's one of those type of routines, though. It's very artistic. It's very different. And I love routines that are very different. And it's more of one of those type of routines that is, it's a dance. It's an artistic expression. It's contemporary. And she performed it so well. Like, you could feel that routine. So I'm really looking forward to see what kind of routine she has, you know, this year at college, because I hope she kind of sticks with her same, you know, her same style and genre of uniqueness routines, just because her music was different, her dance was different. I've just always liked watching her on floor, and she's just so easy about it. It's none of the routines she's had has been a struggle, has been like, it looked uncomfortable on her or awkward. It's very much her style, her personality, I think, and she just looks very at ease on floor, especially with the unique choreography.
Yeah, I think she has the potential to be one of those athletes that the SEC Network or, you know, Friday Night Heights are talking about each and every time Arkansas is on the floor. And, you know, not to mention, we talk about her vault and her bars. She has a beautiful full in, and she's a good beam worker too. So she could be in the all-around. Will she be at the beginning of the year? They have pretty, you know, consistent and strong upperclassmen. But we could see her in the all-around. But I feel we'll see her in a few events, and she's going to make an impact at Arkansas.
So hopping over to a Big Ten Conference athlete that I'm super excited to see, Skyla Schulze. Oh, my God. I have been waiting for her to be at college. She was so great as a JO athlete that I just can't wait to see how she translates into college. She definitely is, for me, an all-around threat. I don't feel like she has a weak event. I feel like just every event she is incredible on. And, you know, she just is joyful when she does gymnastics and such a fantastic personality. I'm very excited to see Skyla, and I think she is going to do huge things in the Big Ten this year.
We're just excited, hopefully, to even just see Michigan State as a team. I mean, we went to saw her maybe, 2 weeks? You know, we got the balance bar that week, that meet. It was great, the balance bar. But, you know, we haven't seen Michigan State very much, you know, in the last year or two. So it would be exciting to see that. But yeah, I do agree. I mean, I've seen Skyla. I mean, I've known Skyla since she was a little baby level 7 and phenomenal level 7. I thought that possibly that would be, you know, Jess and Marco's next elite athlete, just because of the way she would do kip cast hand, clear pan, giant layout would be absolutely perfect. Like, it's a basic elite, you know, bar routine. But no, she is phenomenal on all 4 events, as you mentioned. She's very strong, great beam worker. I mean, national beam champ. Dev national beam champ, full ins
all around champion.
Yep, all around champ in her senior year after having, you know, struggling in a couple years at nationals on one event, came back and nailed her senior year. So yeah, again, one of those athletes that couldn't make a huge impact immediately from her team, but is going to be one that we'll talk about. Others will talk about the Big Ten Conference. Olivia Karras, they'll be talking about her, and we're excited to see that.
Funny story. One of the things I will never, ever forget about Skyla is we were at Nationals 1 year, and I got into the elevator. I think it was in Cincinnati. I get into the elevator, and it's like Skyla's in there, and her mom and her dad, and they have Michigan, you know, state shirts on, and I have a Region 5, and her dad starts asking me about, you know, where I'm from, and small conversation, and he's just, you know, he's talking up Skyla, like, yeah, this is my daughter, and she's going to MSU, and blah, blah, blah. And Skyla and I, you know, are kind of looking at each other. We're kind of having a little chuckle because she looks at her dad and she's like, Dad, she knows who I am. And I will never forget that. I just thought it was just the funniest moment ever because I'm just like, And finally, Skyla's just like, Dad, she knows who I am. Oh, it was just a funny moment. They're a great family. It was just fun to chat with them. So I look forward to seeing more of them since I live in Michigan and can go to those meets.
Yeah, see, I got to see Skyla for her entire JO career. Now you may get to see her more on the college side, which is awesome. One that you have seen grow up and as a Michigan athlete, and one that I feel we have not talked nearly enough as a dev or JO level 10, is Marissa Rojas. And this, she's an Iowa freshman. This gymnast has huge ability in terms of gymnastics and just quality on the floor, and just could be an all-arounder, but definitely we could see her on balance beam and floor exercise. And she has a big double layout, a very big double layout. Again, one that does not get talked about enough. And I forgot about it, and I was going through some film from Dev Nationals for some of the flashback film strips that I'm doing, and I noticed her double layout, and I'm like, dang it, I completely forgot about that skill, because I think I did another video that I didn't put it in that I should have. And I'm like, dang it, I forgot, that's huge. And her double back off beam is enormous. One I'm excited to see, and I hope that she makes as many lineups as possible, because Iowa's going to be great. They're one of my sleepers, and I think that they're going to be phenomenal. But I think that Marissa is going to be one that we need to watch out on that team for sure.
I definitely agree with, we did not pay enough attention to her when she was in club, and I think it's just, she was just so quiet, you know, but her skills were just huge. I remember one year seeing her at Circle of Stars, and all of a sudden I was just like, holy crap, like, where did this kid come from? And yes, I've seen her grow up, I've seen her throughout her career, but then there was just one day at that meet, she was throwing front tucks on beam and, you know, double backs off beam. I'm like, holy crap, like, this kid, we need to pay attention to her. I'm just so excited that, you know, she's, you know, it took her a long time to commit to a school, and I think Iowa was a great choice for her. And I really just hope that she gets in these lineups, especially beam and floor, because those are the events that she's going to have a huge impact. As you said, double back off beam. She has a front tuck on beam. I think she mounts the front tuck, or she did. But either way, like, she is just one of those quiet storm type of kids. Like, you know, she has a more quiet personality, but huge gymnastics. And I am definitely looking forward to seeing her each week, and hopefully she gets in those lineups, because she will make a huge impact. And speaking of another quiet storm, Haley Tyson. I am very excited to see Haley Tyson at Minnesota. I feel like she's another one that was slightly underrated in JO. I mean, we talked about her. We, you know, she won floor at JO Nationals in 2017, right?
I think so. She won JO Nationals. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I think it was 17. But, you know, she's another one, though. She has huge skills, but she's just more of the quieter athlete. She, you know, she doesn't super stand out in the personality department, but her skills speak volumes for her ability. And I am super excited to see her at Minnesota. And, you know, in the next few years, Minnesota is going to be a huge powerhouse, because we have a lot of Region 5 kids headed that way, you know, very soon. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to focus more on Minnesota and, you know, Haley Tyson this season.
Yeah, Haley's been a teammate of Skyla's for years, and they were both the little, like, Mighty Mike-type kids coming through the program, 7, 8, 9. And unfortunately, Haley had a little bit of battle with some, you know, just feared / mental type issues at time to time during her club career, and which I think held her back, because phenomenal on all four events. A Yurchenko 1.5 that is gorgeous. Huge bars. I mean, she did a Ray at Nationals for the first time in, I don't know how long it was, because she was not doing it, and they put it in. She caught a little close, but nice layout, full out, that she's competed, I think, your entire 10 career. Triple series on beam. Has dismounted with a double back in the past, but doesn't now. I know that. And then, you know, can do double layout on floor. Was doing double pikes in her end of her career. But I think she actually did do the double layout at Nationals, maybe, maybe not. I know she did it when we were in Nationals in 19, and she kind of landed short or ran out of bounds. But ability is there, and I agree. I mean, she's another one that is, as you said, quiet storm, that just has the gymnastics that could knock your socks off. But she's so quiet that sometimes you just you overlook her, and hopefully that's not the case at Minnesota. One that kind of started to make a rise at the end of her career. She was a former IGI gymnast, and then when IGI kind of tumbled down, Sarah Wabi went to Aspire. And Sarah is one that I've always loved watching when it comes to bars. She has an absolutely beautiful, huge Jaeger, but she does double front dismount. And her double front dismounts were always so precise. Like, she knew where that landing was. It's kind of ironic that that skill took her out of regionals and a chance to make our dream team last year, as she kicked out early and really, you know, hyperextended on her double front. I'm hoping that that's, you know, kind of worked its way through and it's still there, because her double front is absolutely gorgeous. She is a freshman at Illinois State University. And Illinois State, I don't know if you follow their social media or check them out on their Instagram, they have a good team this year. And I'm excited to see where they go. I know they compete in the MIC conference, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm excited to see if, you know, what Sarah can do as a freshman, but just as a team, as a whole. I think they're going to be phenomenal. They got 1.5s, Yurchenko 1.5s. So they got some big gymnastics, full in on floor. But Sarah, I hope that she's back, and good vaulter, very good bar worker, as I mentioned, and can bounce back from the way her club career ended, because that's unfortunate, because I really felt she was on my list of Region 5 top 25. Good run to be on that Region 5 dream team last season.
I absolutely love watching Sarah. She has some great skills, especially on bars. Super strong, as you said. I was really bummed that, you know, she got injured at regionals on her dismount, but she definitely is another person that is one of those people that has just exceptional form. I believe she won a Yahtzee Award for form a couple of years ago. So I'm really excited to see. She could be one of those toe point president candidates, because she does have beautiful toe point and form.
Kim's kind of jumping forward here on our new toe point president award, but we'll get there in a few. But I know you have a toe point president nominee that you're going to talk about next, 100%.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Our next person that I am so excited to see, Ella Tomati. I have literally watched Ella Tomati grow up from a little baby Ella Tomati. Her sister Kendall did gymnastics and was the same level always as one of our athletes that I coached back in the day. And so I've kind of seen her grow up. You know, her sister was good, so I kind of was like, oh, she has a littler sister, which was Ella. And I definitely have seen her grow up from, you know, a cute little spunky top kid to now the same spunky college kid. So I am definitely looking forward to seeing her. She's at Eastern. She's a freshman at Eastern. And, again, a kid that does not have really a weak event. But I'm definitely looking forward mostly to seeing her on beam. She does have a beautiful triple series, and then bars, she threw a brand new bar dismount at Nationals her senior year, so hoping that translates over, and cannot wait to see what she does in the Region 5 MAC conference, because she just, every week, I think she's going to be a kid to watch, and as you said, she is on my toe point president list. She was another one that was a Yahtzee Award winner for best form, and her form is just beautiful, and she does everything flawlessly. So I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's exciting to see her in the NCAA. We've seen her on beam already at the inter-squad meet. A video was posted, and you talked about her triple flight. Absolutely gorgeous, perfect flip-flop layout. So I'm glad to see that still in there. I had the opportunity to rotate with Ella on several occasions her sophomore year? Oh, Lord. When did we go? Oh, 2020. So it is sophomore year. At a couple meets with my athlete. And just to watch her live do gymnastics, let alone watch on video, if that's where you see it. I mean, she's phenomenal to watch, exciting to watch. And she is going to contribute a lot to the Eastern Michigan team. If anything, just her form and execution, on performance quality in her gymnastics, which will help, especially in the MAC conference where we know the scores tend to be a little bit more tight than they probably should be. Another alum from here in Illinois and another Phenom athlete, Phenom's on this list, Lucy Lehman. And Lucy has not been part of, she was hurt for a little while. She is a phenomenal vaulter and bar worker. She has a beautiful Arabian layout half. Absolutely beautiful. She nailed it at state 2 years ago, 3 years ago. She also had a couple like big 9.85 type vault scores last year on a few meets, but she's been in and out with injury. But she's at NC State. Another alum that flies under the radar because we don't get to see her very often, but her form, her execution, bars, she does a lot of the in bar or the bar to bar release stuff. I think she has a contender. She's a contender for lineups for vault and bars for the Wolfpack, but I know that they obviously have a very strong team. We saw them do what they did at regionals last year, going in the play-in, then making the next round, and then getting into the final round of regionals, all doing it, in 3 days in a row. So it may be difficult to make their lineups. We'll see, but definitely one that I hope we get to see at least a few times this year because we haven't seen enough of Lucy in her JO career.
Grimes! Anyways, I'm very excited to see Caitlin Grimes at Ohio State. I have always enjoyed watching her, especially on bars. She's a clean the rafters type of gal on her release move, so I'm very excited to see this one on bars. And floor, I always loved her on floor. I don't know, there's something about her floor routines that have just always been like smooth, but yet like swaggy. I don't know how to describe it, but she just has like a flow. I just love it. I just love it. I'm very excited to see her.
Another one, another fly under the radar type athlete that we always know and love. That's the thing. It's like we talk about her, but she's like, I don't want to say the workhorse for Region 5, because every time she was on a Region 5 dream team, which was quite often, I think she only missed one nationals that she was able to compete or qualify for due to injury, I think it was. But her scores were always right in there. I think they always counted, but it wasn't the one athlete that was standing on the top of the podium or like won the JO national title, but she would hit her routines. And yes, her Tkachev, enormous. I mean, there may be only one athlete that from her gym that actually may do them better than Grimes. But it's just awesome to see, and I'm excited to see, this whole team, but just how this freshman class, which includes Grimes, kind of fits into the Ohio State team. Because you remember last year, we got to see Emma Pritchard quite often, and she, made huge impact as a freshman on the Ohio State lineups. We're going to see if Grimes does the same thing this year, and looking forward to that for sure. My next athlete, Cheyenne Pertola. And Cheyenne has always been a standout for me in gymnastics, and I've used her on multiple videos for several different things. She does gorgeous turns. I mean, she turns better than anybody else, like high releve and like some other Sinead turn type things, and they're just really, really nice. But beautiful bar worker, gorgeous long line handstands, straddle. I mean, typical legacy elite type, consistency and strength on bars. She is going to be one at Kent State that I hope can break into the Region 5 bar lineup, as we call it, but in lineups in general. She is one that made her first JO Nationals or Dev Nationals in her senior year. So she, coming off a high senior year into her freshman year at Kent State. Have to thank her dad for taking me from the hotel to JO Nationals this past year on their day. Saw me coming out of the lobby and say, "Hey, Jay, hop in," and walk that 25-minute walk down that we had to do.
Kim was waiting on the corner walked by?
Yes, I didn't walk by because I drove by.
And didn't tell you. But I looked like a fool.
Yes. So anyway, getting back to the athlete that we're talking about. So, and Cheyenne is one that I will be one to watch in terms of just her lines, her look when she's doing gymnastics. And I hope, that she can get into several of the lineups, bars and floor specifically. Kent State has a deep team when it comes to lineups. They and a lot of them Region 5 athletes, so I'm not saying it's going to be easy to make a lineup there, but I feel that she could definitely step in there and compete.
I am looking forward to seeing another Legacy Elite athlete, but this one at Cal. Alyssa Sario, she missed her senior year due to injury, and I literally am just looking forward to seeing her on bars. She's a former national champion. And floor, hopefully she can make that lineup, because her dance ability is just absolutely exceptional. Like, I absolutely love to watch her on floor. One of my absolute favorites, and I hope we see her on floor.
You talk about big releases. She's another one that can skyrocket a Ray if she's still doing the Ray. But she did Jaegers for a little while too, but she was ending her career with a Ray. It was enormous on bars. Unfortunately, did tear her ACL vaulting in the fall, right before season began, if I'm not mistaken. Or she might have competed and then did it. But I know it was in practice. She kind of tripped in going into a vault, unfortunately. But I'm cool to see her, because she has another two teammates at Cal. Of course, Andy Lee, which we saw last year be the Pac-12 newcomer of the year, and then Gabby Perea, who we're going to talk about in a little bit, on the team as well. So and Abby, another one that's out there as well. She's a freshman this year as well, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe yes, she's a freshman too with Ella. So you know, that's going to be cool to see how Cesario fits into that Cal team there.
Are you coming back from injury, preparing for your daily workout, or looking for a way to recover from those full preseason meet routines? Well, with the Tumble Track Athlete Wellness and Recovery Toolkit, you can be prepared and ready to take on and recover from the competition season. This group of tools has been selected by renowned physical therapist and athlete advocate Dave Tilley. All the tools needed to prepare muscles and joints for workout, recover for post-workout, and track daily progress in a convenient travel bag. Bonus, each purchase includes 7 videos from Dave Tilley that demonstrates how to use each product within the kit. So to order your Athlete Wellness and Recovery Toolkit, or to check out all the fantastic products and holiday deals from Tumble Track, visit tumbletrack.com. That's www.tumbletrack.com. Tumble Track. Train smart.
So the newcomers, they're always exciting to watch to see how they adapt to college environment. But let's move on to some of the athletes who have been at college maybe a year, two, maybe even three, that we just definitely did not get to see last year or the year before, who could contribute to a lineup, to a team, who maybe have been, you know, injured, sick, just out, or just haven't been in a lineup, but who are still there practicing with the team, contributing in the daily team environment, moving mats, moving boards, but, you know, being motivational. But we'd really like to see them get into a lineup, break into an event in 2022, and hopefully have an impact.
I'm going to kick it off with Penn State sophomore Maggie Mace. She's from Cincinnati Gymnastics. Maggie, we unfortunately didn't get to see anything from her last year. We did see her when we saw Penn State. We saw her on the floor as, like Kim says, you know, being the motivator, being the, you know, cheerleader for the team, doing what she could do to help, you know, the team on. But her bar routine is gorgeous. Another one that connects stuff, but she can ray to pack. Which I'd love to see in college. We have, you know, some that follow this podcast often know that one of my favorites is combinations like that, Tkachev to pack. You know, Makari Dalget from Alabama does that. You know, Ray to pack, she does a beautiful one, beautiful lines, good handstands, and a cartwheel gainer double twist off balance beam. At least she did in club. So I'm not sure if she's still doing that or not, but that is one athlete that I was sad that we didn't get to see. Oh, side summy. She has this nice side summy, one of my favorite skills. Just one of the athletes that I was hoping we got to see last year that we didn't, and we're fingers crossed we will get to in 2022, because Maggie is a phenomenal athlete. She may be in more events than that, but bars and beam have always been her strengths.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing Maggie just because she has one of my favorite dismounts, the cartwheel gainer double full off the side. So that's one thing I'm definitely looking forward to seeing from her. So hopefully we can see that this year. And, you know, she graduated a year early to be able to go to college. So, you know, hopefully we'll get to see her, you know, the next couple years and, you know, maybe on balance beam this year or bars, as you said. Another one that I am looking forward to hopefully seeing a little bit more of, Hannah Olivares from Ohio State. She was injured last year, tore her Achilles. But beam definitely is a possibility for her to be on for sure. I love her beam. I love watching her do beam. She's so beautiful at beam. I believe she was a JO national champion on beam a few years back. She had a very interesting beam mount, a press with like a half turn. So I'm definitely looking forward to this, you know, hopefully seeing her in the lineup on balance beam.
Yeah, it was sad that she tore her Achilles. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, she did tear it. Oh, no, she did tear it on floor, tumbling. I'm going to say tear it on beam, but she didn't. It was on floor. They missed her. I think, if I'm not mistaken, she did compete one meet. I think, and then she tore it in the week leading into the next one. I think she did make one appearance on beam at a meet. But, you know, great to see her back. I know I've seen video of her, and I'm hoping that on bars. I don't know if we've seen even on any on beam. I think we may have seen a few videos, but I've seen bar videos, and she's looking good on bars. So hopefully we'll get to see, you know, one or two events from Hannah this year, maybe more. So, but you know, glad to see her back, and looking forward to the season with her at Ohio State. One that I personal love of mine from Region 5, because I just love her vaults, is Suki Pfister from Ball State. And I put her on this list not because she hasn't competed much, because she did. She did compete quite often for Ball State in her freshman year, but just not to the level that Suki is capable of. I mean, she has a beautiful vault. She has a beautiful handspring front pike half. We didn't get to see it. She did some handspring front pikes, bounce out of them, and what have you. And then balance beam, she's usually very consistent on beam and had struggled last year. So I'm hoping that you know, that she'll stand out in her sophomore year and really show what Suki is about, because she's a phenomenal athlete. She's from Set 10 in Indiana, and they did a phenomenal job with her, and she is just fun to watch. A great kid, just fun to watch. And I'm excited to see her, you know, really do what she's capable of here in her sophomore year for Ball State. Another vaulter, we talk about the handspring front pike half or the tuck half, is Cassidy Howell in Kentucky. And Cassidy, we haven't seen yet. If not mistaken, she did compete in both inner squad meets the last couple years, but we haven't seen her in a lineup in competition. I could be wrong there, but I'm almost positive we've yet to see her. But she has a beautiful handspring front tuck half, and I know that she's worked pike halves. She also is, you know, strong on bars. She has all-around ability, just not necessarily big, you know, skills everywhere. She's a good tumbler too, and usually good vaulters are good tumblers. So it'll be fun to see Cassidy. Cassidy was another athlete that used to rotate with my athletes quite often, especially at Circle of Stars. I think we went Circle of Stars. We were in the same rotation 2 or 3 years in a row. So, you know, she's a great kid, and I'm looking forward to seeing her at Kentucky, you know, try to show up that vault. Cause I mean, she's a great vault. She could be, you know, one of the, you know, top vaulters in the SEC, which is saying a lot because the SEC has strong vaulters. You know, hopefully we see Cassidy this year too.
Speaking of other super strong athletes, Maylee Vanderbeek. I am definitely looking forward to seeing Maylee. Maylee is a transfer. She actually is at Eastern now. She transferred from CMU. So, beautiful athlete on bars, beautiful athlete on beam. We saw her on beam last year with CMU, but now that she's transferred, hopefully, you know, we'll get to see her in a few more lineups. She has great, huge personality. And, you know, even if we don't see her on the floor or competing, we will definitely hear her, because she is the loudest, most upbeat cheerleader, teammate, supporter on the planet. So, you know, if we don't see her do gymnastics, we'll definitely hear her out there supporting her teammates. We were at regionals, story time. We were at regionals in Ohio, and I heard her. I did not see her, but I heard her. She came to support her Champion USA teammates, And as soon as the first one went on floor, I heard her. And that was a big place there in Cincinnati that we were at. But I went up to Tammy. I'm like, where is she? And Tammy just laughed. She's like, she's over there. And I knew it. I knew she was there. I you can hear her from miles away. So I'm really excited, though, to see her break into some lineups and hopefully, you know, have a good college season. But, you know, if she doesn't get in a lineup, she is always my favorite cheerleader, and I just look forward to seeing Maylee in any capacity. Down to Auburn, I am very excited about Tara Walsh. She was injured her first year there, so we did not get to see her. She had an ankle injury, but she did compete by floor and beam in their mock meet and is looking great. Looks super healthy, looks super happy. So I am so excited, hopefully, to get to see Tara Walsh this year. She has been around for such a long time. Talk about watching kids grow up. I have watched her grow up from a top kid to, you know, wanting to do developmental elite to JO, national competitor. So I was very excited to see her, you know, competing in that mock meet. She has a beautiful 2.5 on floor, and her beam is just flawless and effortless. She's so confident, and she just has long limbs too. Like, she's not super tall, but she just has beautifully long arms and legs that just make everything she does just, you know, just long and elegant and beautiful. And so I'm looking forward to seeing this athlete compete. I just can't say enough about her, especially with bars or especially with beam and floor, because she really excels at those events. And you know, from the mock meet, we could see her in those two lineups.
Yeah, we got to see another athlete, got to see in the background at meets last year. So, you know, soaking it all in, understanding, because I don't know if any of you really know, but I believe, you know, the Olympic all-around champion is on campus now, and you know the attention that's going to draw. So you know that the stands will be packed in their arena, and that hopefully Tara can build off that and feed off that, and it's exciting, because I think it's going to be, because they're going to be loud, and that's going to be fun. But again, you've seen her grow up. I've been part of watching Tara at Nationals, because she has been on the same team as my athlete, who's obviously at Arizona State, Cassie Barbanente. They've been on the same JO team for, you know, I think their entire JO career. I think Tara has one or two more national appearances more than Cassie does, but they were on the same team every other time that they competed. So I've seen her quite a bit, but it'll be exciting to see her. Hopefully she gets back and then, you know, enjoys that whole line of light around the Olympic all-around champion. Talk about elites, coming back to a Region 5 elite, and one we saw last year in quite a few exhibition performances, doing standing fulls and what have you, is Gabby Perea. And we talked a little bit about having Ella Cesario there, and of course Andy Lee, their teammates in club, but we didn't get to see very much about Gabby this past season. Again, just a few late season exhibition performances. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get to see her this year. I mean, she's a talented gymnast. I mean, she can do all four events if you need her to. You know, beam especially. Beam is one of her best events. I know she had a lot of skills that she would do in club or in college because of just the constant repetition of it. But she's still doing a standing full in her routine. Great bar swing, can water down quite a bit on bars. I don't think she does a lot of the connection things, you know, in bar to bars. But we'll have to see. I hope we do get to see her. Again, not in the exhibition form, in the competition form. We did see her a lot on floor from the sidelines, cheering and getting into the routines, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I really don't understand why we haven't seen her in, like, actual lineups. It makes zero sense to Kim, but, I mean, come on. You have this athlete who's just amazing and was an elite and excelled, like, everywhere in the gym. Not really understanding the thought process there at Cal, but hopefully we see her this year because, hello.
Well, an athlete that we didn't see at all compete last year as a freshman at NIU was a 2018 JO national qualifier, but unfortunately tore her Achilles in her senior year. is Izzy West, Isabella West, at, like I said, NIU. Very powerful. Double back off beam. I've heard rumors that she's in their vault lineup this year. She has a very nice Yurchenko full. Could have more now. I'm not sure. But I've heard a rumor that she is in the vault lineup and is pushing the bar lineup to be in the bar lineup. So hopefully we'll get to see her multiple events. And, you know, again, depending on how the Achilles goes, she's a powerful tumbler, but a huge double back off balance beam. Absolutely enormous double back off balance beam. So that'd be exciting for NIU on beam, because they did lose, you know, their beam queen, Mia Lord, this past season. But, you know, to see her on vault, that's awesome. And again, look forward to seeing that. You know, I was excited to see her senior year because of her success in her junior year, but obviously derailed by the Achilles tendon. So the transfer that we were talking about in the opening was a Michigan State Spartan for a couple years. We did get a glimpse of her in the first competition on the Big Ten, Big Ten negative, Big Ten minus, as we call it. I think that was the meat of the balance bar. Linda Zavitt. And Linda was a former Flipstar gymnast, actually, and we've seen the rise of the Flipstar team. Spent time at Flipstar doing their all access, but she transferred to Phenom and qualified to two JO Nationals her last 2 years, and was the level 10 2019 vault national champion with a beautiful souk full, an actual souk full. We did get to see that in an exhibition form at that one meet Michigan State put up, but we have not seen her
I think they competed maybe
twice all year, who I think that was. But I'm excited. She's now at Iowa, and we've talked about Iowa being a sleeper. I mean, she has huge vault and a huge floor. She has a beautiful double layout, too. So we'll see. I'm interested to see if Linda, I'm hoping Linda gets out there and finally competes and you know, shows her ability, because her rise in gymnastics was, you know, big over the course of the last few years of her club career. And she hasn't yet been able to show that. And I know she's happier at Iowa. I've heard from Marco, her coach at Phenom. And, you know, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to, this is one athlete that stands out to me of all, just to see how she does out in NCAA competition. You know, we'll see. Excited for it, though.
I am super excited to see. As soon as I saw that she had transferred, I was like, oh, my God, I want to see her. I want to know what's going on. I have literally been waiting to see her in college for, you know, some time now since, you know, she was injured. And she's just, like, a powerhouse, like, so strong. I'm very excited to see her.
Keep watching to see if they've posted any stuff for, like, if they had an inter squad meet or anything like that, because Iowa does a lot of social media. They do a lot of, like, in gym videos and, like, a lot of highlight videos, or a lot of, like, we have 25 days or we have 50 days, or, you know, whatever it may be for what they're doing. But they do a lot of social media posts, so I've been watching to see if Linda's in there, or they show her, or whether we see Q a lot, and you know, what have you, rightfully so. But yeah, looking forward to that. Can't wait to Iowa. Iowa gets kicked off, and we're going to talk about it in the first week of the season. So we'll definitely get to see that. So, but we are excited this year to have Region 5 alum and former Michigan Wolverine great Olivia Karras back for another season. She will be busy commentating for the Big Ten Network. She has, like, a boatload of meets that she's doing, which is really exciting. And she hopes to join us on a few podcasts during the season to discuss what's going on week to week, or in the weeks as she does her commentating. But the Karras kickover segment this season, a little bit different. She's changing it up. Here is Olivia Karras on this year's Karras Kickovers.
What is up, everyone? I'm Olivia Karras, former University of Michigan gymnast, and I'm thrilled to be asked back to do Karras Kickover for the 2022 gymnastics season. Last year for Karras Kickover, I would pick five routines to highlight from our Region 5 alums. And as much as I loved highlighting our girls, this year I want to do something a little different. I want to highlight something each week that is specific to that week in NCAA gym. It could be the good or it could be the bad, but I want to talk about constructive feedback from each week. Maybe it has to do with scoring. Maybe it has to do with start values. Maybe it has to do with lineup changes. We're going to talk about the good and the bad each week. So join me for Karis Kickover 2022 as we unpack NCAA gym and highlight our amazing Region 5 alums. See you there.
Thank you, Liv, for continuing to add to our podcast with your weekly kickover. And we look forward to what she has in store for us this season. If you follow her Twitter, this may be an indication of what it's going to be like on Kara's kickover this year, because her comments are none. She definitely finds that little wrinkle that each week makes it interesting. And we look forward to her bringing that to her college, the College Salute podcast, and her Karis Kickovers in 2022. And we're also excited to have her back on the podcast throughout the season. And of course, definitely after the Big Ten championships, to get the inside feel to what Big Ten's was like. If you want to check out last year's Big Ten championship, she had a lot of little things that we didn't know, obviously, that she does on that podcast. So check that one out. Well, new for 2022, we always have our Built Bar Best 5 of the Week, and we will continue that in 2022. But we have a weekly prize of sorts, and Kim will explain to our listeners about this year's Toe Point President.
So in past years, we've talked about, or you've probably heard us mention, Toe Point President, or, you know, this person has amazing Toe Point. And so we kind of have come up with this award called the Toe Point President Award. And each week, or anytime we, you know, see somebody who's a Toe Point President candidate, they will go into a bigger list. We'll narrow it down to 5 nominees, and at the end of the season, you guys at home who are listening, who are in our region or even not in our region, we'll give you the opportunity to vote for the College Salute Podcast Toe Point President, and the person who wins will get an awesome gift sent right to you, so you can wear your Toe Point President Award proudly. It's a t-shirt. You'll love it.
So definitely get your toe points on this season, and we'll definitely make mention of those throughout the season and during the podcast as well, so you can kind of know who's on our list for those that you can vote for. And we'll also have another one this year. We're going to give the best college salute of the year. So Region 5 alums, make sure you get those big college salutes. Please don't fall over trying to do it. You know, not everyone's Andrea Lee. Andrea Lee, I don't think I've ever called
Andrea.
Her that.
Not everyone is Andrea Lee. Andrea
I don't think
Lee.
I've ever called Andy Andrea or anything ever besides Andy.
You didn't even say like Andrea. You're
like,
Andrea.
Andrea, like it's special. But anyway, another way form to get on that list, because you just can't put your ponytail on your butt because that's just, you know, break your back. I don't know, but definitely we're going to be looking out for those as we do every week, and then we're going to nominate the best college salute of the year. And
if
I'm sure
you can't put your pony, if you can't put your ponytail on your butt, get a longer ponytail.
And Kim will, you know, put together a t-shirt maybe for that one too.
I know somebody in Alabama who does great extensions. So you might be able to put your ponytail on your butt.
There you go. Cheat it to get it through. Hey, it's there. See it?
Hit me up for that name. It's Raven Grant. She will be at school at Auburn, but she does great extensions.
There you go.
If you need to put your ponytail on your butt.
We'll definitely be talking about these particular individuals each and every week, and hopefully the list grows to make it difficult on us, because we definitely want good Toe Point Presidents and, of course, big, good college salutes. Well, as we look forward to the college season, week one is quickly approaching. There are a few meets that are a must to watch in week one. And for those meets, they're going to be occurring prior to the NCAA College Football Championship. Go Blue. Hopefully Michigan will pull it out there in the first semifinal on New Year's Day. So we'll maybe get to see the Wolverines fight it out for the national title the week later. But speaking of Michigan, the first weekend of college NCAA gymnastics, Michigan versus Georgia. Michigan will take on Georgia Thursday night, January 6th. And I will definitely watch this. This is going to be on the Big Ten Minus. And we'll definitely get to see it because we subscribed again this year so we can get those meets to see the alums, even if we don't like the commentating or can't see the footage or what have you. But Michigan-Georgia, first meet of the season. That's a big one. Illinois at Central Michigan, Sunday, January 9th. That could be a good one because we have a lot of alums on both teams. Both teams have, you know, quite a few, and it'll be exciting as a Big Ten MAC duo in the, you know, Region 5 conference that we have.
Hey, what time does that meet at? What time does that meet at?
You'll have to do some research. Maybe Kim will be on hand to watch that meet, and she can fill us in on some of the inside details to that meet. Maybe she can get some audio clips from people. Go down and interview them if they allow it. She doesn't like that. Her face.
Don't push your luck. I'm just trying to see if I can get to the meet.
Another one, Ohio State versus Arkansas, Friday, January 7th. Again, we've talked about Ohio State, how they have quite a few alums. And Arkansas, we've talked about Mackenzie Cezalik, but they also have, we have a few more at Arkansas. That'll be a good one, a Big Ten SEC battle to start the season. So we'll look forward to that. Eastern Michigan, Lindenwood in Iowa. I talked about Iowa. I will be checking that out for sure. Obviously, Eastern, big Region 5, numbers there. Lindenwood, a couple athletes that we're looking forward to. A freshman, Kaylee Cooper, that, you know, could compete and make lineups, you know, for them. But Iowa. Again, I'm excited to see what Iowa does this year. And then keep an eye on Ball State, Illinois State, SEMO, and Missouri. I say that because Illinois State, I feel like they have something this year, and I really like to see what they can do. And then I'm excited to see Helen Hugh back. I hope that Helen competes at least bars and beam, which I'm sure she will. She may not do all around right now because coming back from her ACL, but I'm excited to see her back in lineup. So that'll be another exciting meet.
You can follow the R5 College Loop podcast another way this season. Go to our new Instagram page at R5 College Salute _podcast and give it a follow so you don't miss anything from our alums this season. We'll be posting highlighted routines each week, segments of the podcast, audio clip recaps from our alums all over the country. Top stories from the week, some occasional giveaways possibly, and much, much more. Check out our R5 College Salute podcast page on Instagram today.
Check that out, Region 5 College Salute _podcast, and keep following everything that we do here on our podcast. Those who listen, thank you for supporting our podcast and on all our Region 5 media as well. We appreciate the support, and if you would like to help support the show and our media platform, you can do that by becoming an Insider Podcast patron. For as little as $1 per month, your support will help us with all the behind-the-scenes work that's done to produce our podcast and our media content. If you want to help us out for 1 month or be a yearly patron, go to www.patreon, that's patreon.com/Region5GymInsider, and select the support tier that fits your budget. Help us continue to grow and provide more gymnastics content for everyone to enjoy.
Help more people find our podcast by rating and reviewing us on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please feel free to email us at region5insider@gmail.com. Thanks again to all of our Patreons, sponsors, followers, and subscribers. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts, especially our new R5 College Salute _podcast on IG for the most up-to-date information on what's going on in Region 5.
Thanks for joining us for the 2022 NCAA season preview. We look forward to talking about our alums all season long. We will talk to you in a few weeks when we recap week one action and continue our spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums. Talk to you soon. And remember, we are Region 5.